So, you know, with Valentine's Day coming up, everyone's talking about Valentine's movies, rom-coms, what you're going to watch. That's like a thing that, depending on seasons, I have a lot of friends that are like this. Whatever the season is, they like to watch movies for that season. Like, think about it. Halloween comes around, everybody watches scary movies. Mm-hmm. Christmas comes around, there are specific movies that are Christmas movies. You know, like Die Hard and The Grinch.
You know what I learned about The Grinch this past weekend?
What?
You brought it up. I just remembered. We used to watch The Grinch, and we used to be upset that he hated all those people, right? Uh-huh. The Whos down in Whoville. But now that I get older, I understand he just wanted to live in the mountains with his puppy. That's all he wanted to do, is live a nice, quiet life. And then the Whos started making Who noises.
Right. That's a good point.
And he got upset. So he was a good guy. He just wanted to get away from people and chill out with his dog.
Which I can totally relate to.
Yeah, I'm the Grinch.
Yeah, you and I are both the Grinch.
Yeah, we just want to live in the mountains with our dog and no noise.
Isn't that crazy that at a certain age, you start to feel like, huh, the Grinch wasn't all that wrong.
I used to be little Cindy Lou Who, but now I'm the Grinch.
Anyway, so with Valentine's Day around the corner, people are going to be watching a lot of rom-coms over the next couple of weeks. And I have friends that like to do like a girls' night in, and also like a lot of my gay friends, like we get together and we just all do a girls' night in and we watch a bunch of rom-coms. Mm-hmm. So they looked at rom-coms per state. So they looked at Google Trends, and based on like what people were Googling, which state prefers which rom-coms, and they put together a list of the top 10 rom-coms. So in case you're thinking about, you know, maybe I want to watch a rom-com, what should I watch? I'll tell you the top 10. But let me give you a couple of states just to give you a perspective. So this is interesting. New York, Enchanted is the number one rom-com that people search.
A cartoon, isn't it?
No, not that Enchanted.
Okay.
No. So Enchanted, it's the one with Amy Adams and Patrick Dempsey.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. People love it. And it got 93% on Rotten Tomatoes. So Enchanted is, you know, that's actually, of all the rom-coms, that's actually one of the highest rated ones. What other state do you want to know about?
Do North Carolina.
Okay. North Carolina and South Carolina have the same.
Saw.
This is funny. Saw. Yes. So the rom-com that North and South Carolina like is, yeah, no. The one that they like is The Holiday. And I'll tell you what's weird about that. It didn't do very well at the box office, and it did not do very well for Rotten Tomatoes, only 50% positive. This was the movie with Kate Winslet, Cameron Diaz, Jude Law, and Jack Black.
It's got Jack Black in it.
No, so Cameron Diaz and Jack Black break up, and Kate Winslet and Jude Law break up. So Cameron Diaz and Kate Winslet decide to like switch houses. So Kate Winslet comes and falls in love with Jack Black, and Cameron Diaz goes and falls in love with Jude Law. And then, you know, all hell breaks loose when they have to go back home, kind of thing. So it's a terrible movie. And I love Kate Winslet. So for me to say that, it must be bad. But it's a really popular movie. It's actually number 3 on the top 10 rom-coms that people love. That's number 3, The Holiday.
Okay, then what's the top 5?
Top 5, well, let me just give a special shout out to number 7. Because here's what I don't understand. I never thought of Juno as a rom-com, but I guess it is. You know, it's about a pregnant teenager, and there's a lot of love going on back and forth. But here's what's amazing about Juno. It got 94% positive on Rotten Tomatoes, and it won 4 Oscars.
Hmm.
And it's number 7 on the list. And this starred Elliot Page, Michael Cera, Jennifer Garner, Jason Bateman, Allison Janney, J.K. Simmons, I mean, this was a huge movie with a lot of really amazing actors in it. That's worth a rewatch. I'm going to give that a special shout out at number 7. Number 6, The Proposal, with Sandra Bullock and Ryan Reynolds.
That was a good movie.
45% positive.
Yeah, I like that one.
Okay. Number 5, Sweet Home Alabama, with Reese Witherspoon.
Good movie. She's very, very hot in that movie.
Yeah. No, she definitely very is. Hot. It's a cute movie. I liked it. 39% positive on Rotten Tomatoes. That's pretty low. Now, this is interesting. Number 4 on the list is both a Christmas movie and a rom-com that you can watch on Valentine's Day. What do you think I'm going to say?
Christmas movie. It's got to be like Home from the Cranks or some crazy, stupid movie like that.
No, Love Actually.
No, see, I've never seen it, so I can't.
What?
No, I'm not watching that.
It's a really, really, really great movie. It got, I think, 94% positive on Rotten Tomatoes. But listen to this. Keira Knightley, Hugh Grant, Emma Thompson, Colin Firth, Laura Linney, Chiwetel Ejiofor, Liam Neeson, Billy Bob Thornton. I mean, that's just half the cast. It's everybody is in it.
Still not going to watch it, but okay.
Okay, fine. Like I said, The Holiday, number 3. Number 2 is 13 Going on 30.
Where, yeah, it's one of those, I wake up and I'm younger and or older or whatever. Okay.
Yeah. It's Jennifer Garner and Mark Ruffalo, 65% positive on Rotten Tomatoes. Now, the number one movie, I hate to say this as somebody who is a vagina owner, and I feel like I should love this movie. I didn't. I thought it was stupid and terrible, and I did not like it. I thought it was so cringy. Serendipity, with John Cusack and Kate Beckinsale. Really cringy. 59% positive on Rotten Tomatoes. I don't recommend
that. The Notebook
that
is not in the top 5.
It's not even in the top 10.
Really?
Yeah. I know. It's weird. Like, if you look at this, so if you go around the country, all the movies I just said, those are the only movies that scored number one. Not one state was interested in The Notebook. Not one.
Wow. That's, to me, the ultimate rom-com.
Especially for Valentine's Day. Yeah. So it's the most searched rom-com from the 2000s.
Oh, okay. That's probably the reason.
Well, when's The Notebook from? It's not from the 2000s?
No, I think that was like 98.
Oh, was it that? No, Notebook 2004.
Oh, really?
Yep.
And it didn't make it.
It didn't make your
list. I think it's more of a rom and less than a com. So
maybe that's what it is.
So that could have been it. I don't think it was that funny.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
But I'll tell you a movie, you have to go back and watch it with 2020 eyes.
What?
with your eyes from 2022, you have to go back and watch it. Shallow Hal. I watched it the other night.
Oh,
it
no.
is so bad for 2022.
So wrong.
Everything about it is just wrong.
Yeah. It's cringy as anything. Isn't that the one where Gwyneth Paltrow
is in a fat suit? They shot it in Charlotte. And I hung out with her when she was shooting that. So I always liked that movie, but I went back actually while I was editing the show and had that on in the background and went, wow, we actually got away with that? Back. That's just crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's one of those movies that they could never make today.
No way. Calling women ugly and fat and no.
Well, and rejecting somebody just because they have weight on them.
Right.
You know, just like assuming that fat means undesirable. Yeah, everything about that movie is so cringy. And the message that sends to literally every woman. Yeah, that's it. And the fact that I hate the fact that it was always those movies. The thing that bothered me the most is that men decided whether a woman was beautiful or not. Like whether they were attracted to her or not. Like even if you were like the geeky girl with the glasses, like, you know, the adorkable kind of girl, you were not the one that all the boys wanted. So you were rejected.
And Jack Black was your leading man.
Right.
He was the romantic lead with Jack Black. Now just everything was wrong.